like anything. First of all, I don't need your help. Second of all, I don't want your help anymore because you have completely disbanded adult responsibility and support for your husband in the marriage. All right? So you think you've done great, so go think it, all in Texas or in a hotel. But get out of my face because I'm not buying your shit.
I'm not in your face.
You're a liar. You're a scoffer. You're full of pride. You condemn me. You mock me. You humiliate me. And I'm sick of it. You don't support your husband. You want my money.
Why did I go to a hotel?
Because you're like that. That's what you do. You want money. You want to be complete control of everything. And when you're not, you think that I'm evil. You're Jezebel.
I went to a hotel because you kept
saying, I don't want to hear you say it again.
I went to
Leave me alone.
I'm not even
Leave me alone.
Okay.
Leave me the fuck alone.
Okay. Go for a walk.
No. You go fuck yourself.
You're being a Christian now?
No, I'm not. I'm being a sinning, angry person now because of you!
What have I done to hurt you so bad?
You're a lying, mocking, scoffing, condemning, threatening person who doesn't support this marriage or the husband or the children or the stepchildren.
How am I a threatening person?
And I don't know, Mosan. Think about it. Turn your brain on because you're fucking blind!
I'm sorry you're so mad at me. Kingston, come.
Yes, I know. I'm gonna give you a bath today, huh?
All right, so I don't know if this recorder's working. It's new. And I had ended up going upstairs to the bedroom to get the phone to turn the recorder on for this recording, but this much later than when the screaming started. I thought to go up and get it. I don't know if this is going to work on here or not, but right now my body is like, I can feel my body shaking, and I'm sad because I feel bad for him because it's like when he calls me Jezebel and all that, it's like he, in his mind, he believes that this stuff is real. And he Like when he tells me I don't do anything with the kids, or when I abandoned him and he did school with the kids by himself. In actuality, we had scheduled for me to be out of town initially for 2 weeks for the birth of my grandson. And I came back and said, hey, maybe I should just do it for a week because I don't want to miss Zachary and Ella's first day of school. But that was before this whole CPS issue and all these other things that have happened. So I came home from Texas a couple days after that. And, you know, I'd done a lot for the household and for the kids. And even when I was staying at the hotel, I would come by here daily when I knew he was gone and I would do things. So anyway, I'm going to try to shut this recording off now. Thank you.